my overriding emotion was, you know, I was absolutely elated to be, you know, given this opportunity, and you know, I'm massively grateful, and you know, I need to get out there and try and perform.
Of course, you're going to be up against Brian Habana. How are you feeling ahead of that sort of matchup?
He's obviously a world-class player. He's probably up there in the top two wings in the world. I think he's got 103 or 104 odd caps, so you know, he's got all the experience. But you know, that being said, you know, I think it's just, I've just got to try and go out there and just be confident in my ability, and you know, try and add to the team dynamic when I can.
Yeah, this sort of news, you know, 20 years old, and to get your sort of first start against South Africa, you know, it's a big physical test for yourself. You know, how's that sort of feel?
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to take it within my stride. I think, you know, I've just got to go out there on Saturday and just be confident. I think that's the key, really. I think it's just to have that confidence in my ability and just go out there and just let it unfold.
Yeah, we have quite a lot of Surrey links in this squad. Chris Robshaw and George Cruz on the bench, and now yourself, you know, so there's a good sort of homegrown sort of talent there coming through the ranks. And of course, you came through back at St George's College in Weybridge, you know, so it's a long way since then, but sort of how's that rise sort of happened for you?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, the school helped me out massively. I think they gave me Tuesdays off every week to go in and train at London Irish, which was obviously awesome, and that helped my development massively. And then the move to Bath as well, as you know, the coaches there have instilled me with loads of confidence, and I think that's, you know, that's been the key, really, is that move has just allowed me to develop massively as a player, I feel. And yeah, I feel like I've pushed on since then.
Yeah, is there sort of an individual that maybe at the school or where you've been that sort of really sort of made you think, like, rugby is what I want to be? I want to be a professional rugby player.
Yeah, I've known since a pretty young age. I mean, I think it was my school teacher called Mr. Harold when I was probably in year 3 or 4. We won the national champions when we were under nines or something, and ever since then, really, I've just, you know, I've wanted to become a rugby player. And, and then my school teachers through St George's, you know, the head of rugby last year, Mr. Crean, who left last year, helped me massively in my last couple of years and helped me really push on. So yeah,
that sort of development for yourself, can you sort of look back at that time and just thought what a completely different player I was then? And or is there some, even could you have some similar sort of traits, you know, maybe you were blazing down the wing back then on the school field?
Yeah, I think so. I think when I was pretty young, I was pretty quick back then. So I think that's probably stuck with me ever since.
And just sort of finally, you know, when you're standing there on Saturday in the tunnel at Twickenham, you know, how will you be feeling then? Bit of excitement, bit of nerves?
I think it's going to be all excitement, to be honest with you. I mean, I've been waiting for this moment for 15, 16 odd years. So to finally get the opportunity is going to be massively exciting.